Introduction, Golf Cartoon Characters. Many writers create cartoon characters, keeping the standards of society in mind. However, some writers go out of the box and create golf cartoon characters. But what is a golf character? Cartoonists drew inspiration from the late 70s/early 80s golf subculture. Golf characters are the ones that rock dark outfits with dramatic flair and have stories as unique as their eyeliner. You can see them as brooding vampires to punk rock princesses. Golf characters turn the world upside down, in the coolest way possible. Remember those dark and mysterious characters you loved as a kid? The ones with the jet black hair and epic eyeliner? It turns out they weren't there just to look cool, although, let's be honest, they totally did. These golf cartoon characters were the secret sauce of many fiction shows. They added humor and fought alongside heroes. Moreover, they proved that rock and dark are gallery of 51 iconic goth cartoon characters. See if your childhood favorites made the cut, and then head over to us and tell which one reigns supreme in the world of goth cartoons. List of trendy and the best goth cartoon characters. 1. Ravencrow Never Smiles, The Simpsons. Remember Lisa Simpson from The Simpsons? Some fans gave her a cool goth nickname, Ravencrow Never Smiles. We thought she was such a fun, goth cartoon character, even if not everyone remembers her these days, that we decided to include her in our story. This all happened in season 15, episode 13 of The Simpsons. Lisa discovered that her baby sister Maggie was wiser than she was. To deal with it, Lisa acted like a goth character for a while. 2. Gothitelle, Pokemon. He is a cool psychic-type Pokemon that looks a bit like a human. Its body is primarily black, and its head is like a teardrop. It has a fancy white bow at the top and zigzag markings on its purple face that look like bangs. This Pokemon first appeared in the Pokemon Black and White anime in 2011. It is part of Generation V and evolved from another Pokemon called Gotharita. 3. Ruby Gloom and Team, Ruby Gloom. Ruby Gloom is a Canadian cartoon-based goth character. It is the titular character from the show Ruby Gloom, which ran from 2006 to 2008 and had 40 episodes. The main character is a girl named Ruby Gloom, who might seem a bit gloomy at first glance. But guess what? She loves everything dark and dreary. She and her friends, such as Doom Kitty, Skull Boy, and Misery, do all sorts of wacky adventures together. The MTV show Daria has a lot of characters who seem a bit goth character in it, but there's really only one true goth girl cartoon character, Andrea. She is Daria's classmate, and both are the real deal. She's not just a bit down, but a full-on goth, with a pessimistic view of the world. 5. My Avatar, The Last Airbender. My from Avatar, The Last Airbender isn't precisely what you'd call bubbly. Right from the start, she gives off a bored and gloomy feeling. She clearly isn't a fan of her hometown and lets everyone know it. 6. The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The Grinch is a character from a book by Dr. Seuss. He is green and furry. However, he's not very nice and doesn't like happy things and often frowns with his droopy eyes and slumped shoulders. He even dresses gloomily in all black with pointy shoes. Remember the spooky movie Scooby-Doo? And the Witch's Ghost? A cool goth band called the Hex Girls showed up in a scene. The lead singer and guitarist of the band was Thorne, voiced by actress Jennifer Hale. While they might have seemed a bit spooky at first, the Hex Girls helped out Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Incorporated gang. Their skills came in handy when they needed to stop the ghost of a witch named Sarah Ravencroft. 8. Henrietta Biggle, South Park. Henrietta Biggle is a fourth grade student who first appeared in the season 7 episode Raisins. She is the main girl in the group called the Goth Kids. She speaks with a soft valley girl accent. 9. Raven Queen, one of the most lovable goth cartoon characters from Ever After High, a school for the children of fairy tale legends. She's supposed to be the next evil queen in Snow White, but she doesn't want to be bad. Raven is a rebel who started the whole, not following your destiny, thing at Ever After High. Many students look to her for help, but she's unsure what to tell them. She's not evil, and doesn't want to be punished for being wrong. Right now, she's just focused on figuring out her own life, which keeps her busy. 10. Gwen, Total Drama Island. Gwen was a contestant on a reality show called Total Drama Island. She did really well and almost won the whole thing. She returned for a few more seasons of the show on different teams. We even saw her on a fancy boat in another season and in a short appearance. Later, she came back again to compete one last time. Recommended for you, what is a foil character?
11.
Everything you need to know on the Insatiable. Dylan Buechler is a main goth cartoon character in a cartoon called Golem the Insatiable. She's Golem's best friend and super loyal follower. At first, we think she has a mom and sister, but later on the show, it turns out things are more complicated than that. Her voice is done by actress Aubrey Plaza. 12. Marceline, Adventure Time. Marceline the Vampire Queen, or Marceline Abadir for short, is a cool vampire rocker in the cartoon Adventure Time. She's over 1,000 years old, but still loves to have fun. Unlike scary vampires, she doesn't drink blood. Instead, she eats the color red. Marceline is the best goth cartoon character. She is also a talented musician and plays a one-of-a-kind electric bass guitar that she made from a special axe her family owns. In the end, Marceline gets back together with her girlfriend, Princess X-Men Evolution. Rogue from the X-Men got a new attitude. This time, she's like a teenager going through a rough patch. She's feeling down and unsure of herself, as if she doesn't quite fit in. On top of that, her mutant power makes things tricky. Her touch can knock people out, so she can't even hug anyone. Because of this, Rogue avoids people altogether. This makes her grumpy and defensive, which is too bad, because she's actually a good person deep down. 14. Zuko, Avatar, The Last Airbender. Zuko from Avatar, The Last Airbender had a rough past that made him really angry. Everyone watching could tell he was super unhappy. He felt like a failure and didn't know what he was supposed to do with his life. What made it worse was that he thought he had no choice in what happened to him. 15. Jinx, Teen Titans. Jinx is an honorary Titan and a former villain. Before joining the Teen Titans, she was a top student at the HIVE Academy and led the HIVE.
Also Kid Flash's girlfriend.
16. Triana Orpheus, The Venture Brothers. Triana Orpheus is a cartoon character from the show called The Venture Brothers. Her dad, Dr. Orpheus, is a super cool magic guy. Triana isn't the main character, but she's definitely a prominent one. Her mom's name is Tatiana. 17. Kylie Griffin, Extreme Ghostbusters. Kylie is one of the stars of the cartoon Extreme Ghostbusters. She's the only one on the new team who already knew a bunch about ghosts before joining. This is because her friend Jack disappeared after a creepy monster called the Grundle showed up. 18. Yumi Ishiyama, Kogayoko. Yumi Ishiyama is one of the main heroes, along with two others, in the cartoon Kogayoko. She goes to school at Katak Academy and fights terrible guys with her friends. Yumi is the oldest kid in the hero group, except
for
takes things seriously. Both Ulrich and William like her a lot, but she's best friends with Aelita. 19. Ingrid Third, Fillmore. Ingrid Third is the star girl, or the central female goth cartoon character, from a show called Fillmore. She's not just any student, though. She's a partner in crime fighting, well, more like partner in keeping the school safe, of Cornelius Fillmore. They're both part of the safety patrol at X Middle School and are the best of friends. 20. Samantha Sam Manson, Danny Phantom. Samantha Sam Manson is one of the best Cartoon Network goth characters in the Nickelodeon show Danny Phantom. She is Danny Fenton's best friend and later becomes his girlfriend by the end of the series. She caused the accident that gave Danny his ghost powers and was one of the first people to find out about
the round character.
A guide for authors and writers. 21. Lucy Loud, The Loud House. Lucy Loud is one of Lincoln Loud's many sisters. She's the middle child out of 10 girls. Lucy is 8 years old and a little different from her sisters. She likes dark things, spooky poems, and dresses in all black. Lucy can also sneak around quietly and appear out of nowhere, which sometimes scares her family and friends. 22. Vanessa Diffenschmertz, Phineas and Ferb. Vanessa Diffenschmertz is one of the wildest goth cartoon characters you see a lot in the cartoon Phineas and Ferb. She's the only child of Heinz Diffenschmertz, who's a bit of a goofball villain, and Charlene Diffenschmertz. Vanessa is also the future girlfriend of Ferb Fletcher, Phineas' stepbrother, and friends with Candace, Phineas' sister. 23. Wednesday Addams. The Addams have their dark jokes and love of all things spooky. They're a perfect example of cartoon goth characters. Wednesday Addams is one of them. The whole creepy and kooky family is kind of dark and scary. They have a different way of looking at life and death. Also, they often find funny things and things most people find terrifying. 24. Nurgle Jr., The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. Nurgle Jr., also known as Two, is the only child of two not-so-average parents, Nurgle, a monster, and Sis. He's also cousins with Billy, on his dad's side. Because his dad is a monster, Nurgle Jr. has some monster abilities, too, which makes him a bit different from other kids. He doesn't like being different and tries to fit in by pretending to be other campers. 25. Daria Morgendorfer, Beavis and Butthead. Daria Morgendorfer is the main goth cartoon character in the cartoon show. It was a grown-up cartoon on MTV that aired in the late 90s and early 2000s. Daria is the star of her own cartoon show. The show, also called Daria, was a bit more mature and aired on MTV from 1997 to 2002. 26. Nikki Wong, 16. Nikki Wong is a goth cartoon character in a Canadian cartoon sitcom. She is usually the most sensible and independent among her friends, which often conflicts with the rules of the khaki barn store where she works because the store doesn't value individuality. However, she feels sad during Christmas because she believes her mom will dislike any gift she gives her. 27. Ember McLean, Danny Phantom. Ember McLean is a famous goth cartoon character from the show Danny Phantom. She is a ghost and musician with a strong desire for power and attention. Also, she dislikes authority and has a sharp, sarcastic personality. Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt. Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt is a Japanese cartoon series. It was made by Gainax and aired in Japan in late 2010. Panty and Stocking are two naughty angel sisters who got kicked out of heaven for misbehaving. They end up in Dayton City, a place between heaven and hell that's full of mean ghosts. A friendly priest named Garterbelt takes care of them and gives them a job. They get to fight the ghosts with special weapons. Their underwear turns into cool guns and swords. 29. Kevin Levin, Ben 10. Kevin Levin is a complex goth cartoon character who evolves throughout the Ben 10 series. Initially, in the original Ben 10, he's the main villain and Ben's arch-rival. With his unique ability to absorb energy and use it for his own powers, he poses a severe threat to Ben. 30. Maleficent, always a Sleeping Beauty. In fact, she was a kind fairy with a good heart. But her trust was shattered when her lover, Stefan, betrayed her. This betrayal hardened her heart, and she placed a terrible curse on Stefan's newborn daughter, Aurora. However, as time passed, Maleficent began to see that Aurora could be the key to healing the land's problems. An interesting read for romance and horror fans, Bloodbound Passion, explore the best vampire romance books. 31. Tiffany Valentine, Child's Play. Tiffany Valentine is a creepy goth cartoon character in the horror movie series, Child's Play. She's not just a villain, she's a murderous doll. She's like a partner in crime to the main villain, Chucky, another killer male doll. 32. Lydia Deetz, Beetlejuice. Lydia Deetz is a goth cartoon character from the movie Beetlejuice. She's the daughter of Charles Deetz and the stepdaughter of Delia Deetz. Unlike most teenagers, she does not like bright colors or trendy fashion, so people call her goth in the movie. A mischievous ghost named Beetlejuice tries to trick Lydia into marrying him so he can come back to life. 33. Hades, Hercules. Hades is the bad guy from Disney's Hercules film. He's the god of the underworld, kind of like the ruler of the dead. He's known for getting mad easily and disliking his older brother, Zeus, a lot. For years, Hades hatches a plan to take over Mount Olympus, which is basically like heaven in this movie. But there's a catch. The Fates, these magical beings who can see the future, say a hero will come along and stop him. So, Hades spends the movie trying to carry out his evil plan, while also worrying about this hero showing up. 34. Sally, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Sally is a prominent goth cartoon character in the movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas. She's a rag doll made by the wacky scientist, Dr. Finkelstein, who lives in Halloween Town. She can be a bit shy. Dr. Finkelstein keeps a close eye on her, which can be annoying. But Sally has a secret crush on Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King. She also has a mind of her own and dreams of being more independent. 35. Violet Parr, The Incredibles. Violet Parr is a superhero from Pixar's movies The Incredibles, 2004, and Incredibles 2, 2018. She's the eldest child of Mr. Incredible, Bob Parr, and Elastigirl, Helen Parr. Violet's special powers are invisibility and creating force fields. At first, Violet is a shy teenager in middle school. Over the course of the movie, Violet grows up and becomes more confident. 36. Ursula, The Little Mermaid. Ursula is a bad girl in Disney's The Little Mermaid, from way back in 1989. She's a sea witch, kind of like a creepy underwater spellcaster. Ariel, a mermaid she can be with a prince named Eric. Ursula tricks Ariel by getting her legs for 3 days, but there's a catch. Ursula secretly wants to take over Ariel's dad's kingdom, King Triton, as ruler of the ocean. The movie is all about Ariel trying to become human and defeat Ursula's evil plan. 37. Dr. Fassilier, The Princess and the Frog. Dr. Fassilier is a villain in Disney's movie, The Princess and the Frog, number 49 of their full-length cartoons. He's a bad guy who uses dark magic and tricks to try and take over New Orleans. He even has some scary shadow creatures he calls his friends to help him out. 38. The Evil Queen, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The Evil Queen is a classic Disney villain. She first appeared way back in 1937 in their very first full-length cartoon, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. She's also known by a bunch of names, like the Wicked Queen, Queen Grimhild, or just the Queen. No matter what you call her, and Snow White's enemy. 39. Yzma, The Emperor's New Groove. Yzma is the main villain in Disney's movie, The Emperor's New Groove, and some other related shows and games. She's not exactly the nicest lady, she's pretty grumpy, and wants to be queen. When the young emperor, Cusco, fires her as his advisor, Yzma gets revenge by trying to turn him into a llama. She's not the strongest villain, but she's pretty smart and makes potions to help with her schemes. 40. Cruella de Vil, 101 Dalmatians. Cruella de Vil is a notorious villain who has captivated audiences for generations. Debuting in Dodie Smith's 1956 novel, The 101 Dalmatians, Cruella is a wealthy and glamorous Londoner with a taste for the finer things in life. However, her true obsession lies with Dalmatian fur, which she covets for her extravagant fashion designs. This dark desire has cemented Cruella as a pop culture. You might also love round versus flat characters, differences and features. 41. Jafar, Aladdin. Jafar is the main villain in Disney's Aladdin, 1992. He's not just some random guy, though. Jafar is a powerful grand vizier, who is basically the most important advisor to the Sultan who rules Agrabah. Even though he seems important and trustworthy, Jafar has a secret evil plan. He wants to steal the magic lamp and become Sultan himself. 42. Beast, Beauty and the Beast. The Beast is a character from Disney's classic Beauty and the Beast, 1991. He also appears in the two follow-up movies, Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas and Belle's Magical World. But the Beast isn't just any character, he's a prince who has been cursed to look like a monstrous beast. The movies tell the story of how Belle, a kind and intelligent young woman, gets to know the Beast and sees the good person hidden beneath his scary cloak, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Claude Frollo is the main villain in Victor Hugo's famous novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, from 1831. He might seem like a good guy at first, he's a church official and even a bit of a scientist. But deep down, Frollo is actually a nasty dude. 44. The Queen of Hearts, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. The Queen of Hearts is the main villain in the famous book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
She throws temper tantrums easily and yells a lot, just like a child. Even the slightest mistake can make her really mad, and she'll threaten to behead anyone who upsets her. 45. Ichabod Crane, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Ichabod Crane is the main goth cartoon character in the spooky movie story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, by Washington Irving. He's not your typical hero, though. Ichabod's body is very skinny and tall. 46. It is just like a walking Frozen. Elsa of Arendelle is a character from Disney's hit movies Frozen, 2013, and Frozen 2, 2019. She has magical ice powers that can be amazing, but also scary. In the first movie, Elsa accidentally freezes the kingdom of Arendelle and goes on a journey to learn to control her powers. Idina Menzel voices Elsa as an adult, with other actresses voicing her as a child and teenager. 47. Lady Tremaine, Cinderella. Lady Tremaine is the evil stepmother in Disney's classic historical fiction cartoon movie Cinderella, 1950. She also appears in the sequels, Cinderella 2, Dreams Come True, and Cinderella 3, A Twist in Time. 48. Mavis Dracula, Hotel Transylvania. In the movie Hotel Transylvania, there's a hotel for monsters run by Count Dracula. A human accidentally finds the hotel, but has to hide from the monsters who are staying there. Mavis Dracula is a goth cartoon character. She is Count Dracula's daughter. Even though she's 118 years old, she's independent. 49. Emily, Corpse Bride. Corpse Bride is a spooky but fun movie that came out in 2005 and is one of Tim Burton's best. It's set in old-fashioned England and follows Victor, a guy about to marry Victoria. But things get weird. Victor accidentally marries a dead woman named Emily instead. She whisks him down to the land of the dead, a world filled with quirky goth characters. We find out Emily is actually a sweetheart who loves music and dancing. Sadly, her boyfriend betrayed her and killed her on their wedding night. 50. Joan of Arc, Clone High. There was a funny cartoon show called Clone High back in the early 2000s, but it only lasted one season. The main twist? All the students were teenage clones of historical figures. One of these clones was Joan of Arc. In this show, Joan isn't a fearless warrior but a teenager who is deep in thought, kind of worried a lot, and a bit down sometimes. The voice of Joan was done by the same actress who played Kim Possible. 51. Shago, Kim Possible. Kim Possible is one of the best gothic Disney characters. Her fictional character is full of action, comedy, and adventure. It ran for a few years, and followed the life of Kim Possible, a regular teenager with a not-so-regular job, fighting crime. Kim juggled saving the world with homework and hanging out with friends. Her main enemy was the wacky Dr. Draken, but his most dangerous helper was Shago. Shago rocked a black outfit with dark lipstick and always had a bad attitude. She was quick to fight and didn't seem to think things through much. Still hungry for more? Another exciting read for you, morally gray characters, who are they and how to write them. Conclusion. Goth cartoon characters are alluring for those who like dark stuff and exciting stories. These characters, such as the Thoughtful Raven and the Brave Mandy, show how cool goth culture can be through their unique personality or like rock stars of cartoons. They make goth stuff more familiar and engaging for everyone. So, anyone who loves goth stuff or is just starting to learn about it, check out these goth cartoon characters. If you want to create new goth cartoon characters, but don't know how to start, don't worry. Consult author's brief for expert assistance.